Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio is one of the best and clever hands to present. Blog Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we're broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world. All the lies, and secrets are held. And what we do each and every week is cut what the lies are. We expose the lies and reveal the secrets. So that way we can build better relationships in our community. And as always, we're brought to you by Triple Mind by Robin Todd, your wellness service in D.C., Maryland, the Virginia area. Right now is getting through 2015. This is the time to get your massage and spa packages right now. You can call 240-778-5219. You can tweet me at rsteve44, inbox facebook.com/tqmind, or you can personally inbox me or Rodney Stevenson to find out availability, scheduling, and package information. And once again, Tranquil Mind by Rod, service in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. This is the time, this is the season for a spa and package. New year, new you. Make sure you take care of yourself in the new year, 2015. And this is a really big Love Talk. Once again, happy new year to everyone. And thank you for listening to Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. And this one here, we're kicking it off with Ain't No Love. And this here was taken from Miss Choices blog, It Might Be About You. So, Miss Choices, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about this particular topic, talking about sex and relationships. Can sex save a relationship? We're talking about love. We're talking about, is there love when it comes down to just sex and a relationship? And the perfect song to set that off is Toy Sugar's Where Is Your Love? And this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio. Let's go.
I don't understand a thing about your love, boy. You don't know what you've done for me, 'cause you haven't done a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Toy Sugar's Where Is Your Love? And this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio. And we are talking about Where Is the Love? Ain't No Love. And this is taken from Ms. Choice's blog. And it's about sex and relationships. Now, tell me if you've heard this phrase before, where somebody's in a relationship and they are, you know, they're being neglected, they're being disrespected, you know, the person's not really treating them right. And then you ask them, why are you still with this person? And what do they say? Well, the sex is good. You know, haven't we heard this phrase time and time again? And Ms. Choices, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Do you feel that there are times where sex can save a relationship? Or do you feel that, you know, adding sex and just keeping sex as the main part of the relationship is a bad thing?
I think keeping sex as the main part of a relationship is a bad thing. Not, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, everybody loves to have sex. But however, if that's the reason why you stay, that doesn't make any sense. If you're in a relationship where you know you're being abused and mistreated, but you say, oh, the makeup is good, and that's what you're basing it on, then you have a false reality of what a relationship is all about. Relationships about communication, and sex is an additive.
That's a very good point. You know, a lot of people think that, okay, you know what, I can fight through this because I got this good physical feeling that's going on right now. So since I'm feeling good and this person makes me feel good, then I can kind of bypass some of the other dirt that's going on. A lot of times, especially when the person is cheating and they're doing a lot of side, you know, doing a lot of side jobs, running around and doing their own thing, but they're taking care of you at home, you know, you feel like, okay, that validates that at least I can at least go for a long time. So how do you combat that? Like, say, if you feel like you're in that particular relationship, that you feel that the sex is the main part of the whole entity of the relationship. How do you combat that?
See, you have to be careful, because if that is your base on it, what happens when he turns around and tell you he don't want to have sex with you no more? What happens when you get upset and you start to deny him, and then you become uninterested? So now you're in a lifeless relationship at all. You have no communication, no nothing. And then if he's cheating on you, he's getting it from somewhere else. So then he's just doing it with you just to say, oh, I'm still giving it to you. Or just to say that, you know, this is the time when I'm a shut her up. You know what I'm saying? This is how I shut her up. I give her something, she'll be quiet for a couple of days, and he's going to go back out and doing what he's doing. So you're still not going to benefit in the end, because, as my grandma would say, a wet behind don't solve nothing.
Yeah, that's a very good point right there. So what are the signs that you would think that would show that you are in a relationship like this? Because some people are really blind to the fact that they're in this relationship. You know, sometimes they think, there's more to our relationship than just this. You know, he really cares about me, or she really cares about me. But, you know, but there are signs out there that tell you that you're in this type of relationship. So try to describe some of those signs that you're in a relationship like this.
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of signs. A lot of signs come from when you are one of those people who you know who it is. You get that womanly twinge. You already know if your man is cheating. He don't have to tell you. You know if his mannerism changes. You know if the way he does things change. You know if he walk out of the house every day with a brand new shirt on, smelling like $1 million, but last week he was walking out like a bum. Somebody done called his attention, so he feel like he need to dress nice. So he feels like he need to spruce himself up. And evidently it's not for you, because 90% of his time is spent outside of the home. And when you call him, he's not answering. Or if he answers, he give you that short remark. Or, I'm going to call you back. I'm in the middle of something. I'm going to call you right back. Or then he give you the lame excuse. My phone was dead. I'm hanging out with my boys. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And you clearly know that that's not the case that's going on.
No, on the flip side, you know, dude might just be going to work. He might just be working hard, putting a whole lot of hours in. You know, he might just leave his phone in the car for a couple hours while he's at work. Forget that, you know, while he's on his lunch break or something. So, you know, might be something that might, you know, tell you that, you know, he might just be, you know, working and just forgot about the phone, you know. It's possible.
yeah, that's that male version of that. that's the male version of that. You know, good to you well that that's probably not the case. Not saying it doesn't happen, but this is not something that is in the norm. We're talking about when he does something out of the norm. He wasn't doing this a few months ago, but all of a sudden, his interest is, you know what I'm saying, he's changing the way he does things. And it's not because he want to be a better man within himself. It's because 9 times out of 10, something else has caused attention. And it may just be companionship that he's seeking. It may just be, you know, may just be a conversation that he's having. He may not have jumped the broom yet, but guess what? Eventually, he will.
No, that those definitely opposite definitely happened here. This is Love Talk. Got Miss Choices on the line. Got Mr. Rod Stevie on the line. We're talking about sex and relationships. Ain't no love. It's the topic of this show here, and just a couple of things just to kind of fall back on that, you know, just talking about the signs. We talk about the signs. We talk about some of the things that occur when it comes down to in a relationship like that. But, you know, what about those, you know, how do you talk to a person that doesn't want to see those signs? You know, you got a lot of people out there that know that is going on, that know that, you know, their relationship isn't based on a strong foundation. It's just based off of sex. How do you talk to that person when it comes down to, you know, letting them know that, hey, you know, your relationship is kind of shady?
See, now, I would say this. For people like that, well, for women like that, and you already see the signs that you want to ignore them, you are one of two people. Either your situation is so tight where you don't even care no more and you're just going to go with the flow, or you're a weak individual. It's one of the two. Not to knock either one of y'all, except for the weak one. I take that back. If you're weak and you're allowing this to go on, like, what kind of woman are you? What kind of example are you setting for maybe your children or your child or your niece or your nephew or other people, or even, you know what I'm saying, your friends see this. They've had that conversation with you. They've already known what's really going on, but however you want to keep saying, oh, no, that ain't it. Oh, no, that ain't what's going on. No, yes, it is. You know it is. They know it is, and they probably didn't tell you they done seen them, and you're going to ignore it. But then you'll look back and be like, well, he loves me. I'm his wife, blah, blah, blah. Okay, not saying he don't love you. Not saying that he ain't. You're not his wife. But guess what? You're not his only. And that's an issue.
So it sounds like you're saying that this person is essentially the side piece, even though they might be married. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah. Because a lot of times you have people who are in relationships and who are married and you've gotten settled and stuff like that. And then all of us, you know, all this stuff started to come about, but you so settled in what you think is right or what you feel like may be going on correctly. But then guess what? He out there doing him. You home sitting, watching the babies, burping the kids and shit, looking crazy. My suggestion is you get your ass out of the house and go do something with yourself, and then maybe he going to turn, he be like, oh, now you want to go out? He'll change his mannerism, because once you dish out to him what he's dishing out to you, he'll change his tune. Because now he got to feel like he got to be around to watch you. He ain't going to have time for nobody else. Go get your hair done, Miss Lady. Find you a nice outfit to put on. Tell your girls we're having a girl night. You know, whatever it takes for you not to be his step stool. And don't be one of the fat chicks sitting home eating sandwiches either, because you got to be one of those who get up, make yourself look nice, handle your business, make yourself look presentable for somebody else to say, oh, she's a nice-looking young lady. Not every time you go to the grocery store, you're looking like somebody's grandma.
So yeah, these are good points. Now the thing is, what you're saying is, you know, it just sounds all well and good, but some people get so comfortable in a certain relationship. Some people get in that groove, get in that, you know, that routine, that where it comes down to, especially the sex part, the sex feels like, okay, you know what, things aren't going too well, you know, emotionally, but we're going to bring it all together because that physical energy, that drive that brings us with sex might help to spark something that will bring that relationship back together. That's what a lot of people feel in this situation.
They do, because that's some false pheromones kicking into them. You getting yourself all worked up, you know what I'm saying? Your hormones is jumping. You love that feeling, that anxiety feeling. You love it. But guess what? That's going to fade. And then you're right back. After he done did the do with you, you right back where you were 15, 20 minutes ago, however long it may take you, not sure. But either way, you right back in that same sad spot. You right back thinking about the stuff you used to do and ain't nothing got accomplished. He ain't stopped what he doing. He just going to appease you because he know that's what get him out of it. He know that's what's going to make her shut up for a little while. So if you want to let the sex get you to that point where you just gully for him, That's not a good look. You're not being a woman about yours. You confront yourself head on, and guess what? When you want to give to him, then you give to him. Don't be thinking like, okay, as soon as he come in, I'm going to do this right here. He probably ain't interested because he's tired from the last chick he just screwed, you know what I'm saying, an hour ago.
So you think
your
rationing it out is going to help it? That's what you said. You said rationing it out is going to help the whole thing?
But until you get to that point, you have an understanding and a knowledge base of it, you might need to take a little bit more control, because guess what? If he want to do it and you don't, he going to take notice. He going to start asking questions. He going to start inquiring. And when a man's interest is piqued, he like, okay, what's going on? Usually when I come in here after I've been out and I give you a little something, or I want to give you a little something, you all in, you ready, and you excited. But this week, you ain't excited no more. He's going to take notice. He's going to start to try to figure out what you're doing. You might not be doing nothing. But he don't know that. But if you're not changing the way you do things and he's changed, once you decide you want to change, then he'll take notice of what's really going on in his relationship. Because once a man get comfortable, he feel like, oh, all I got to do is go in there and bump her a couple times. She all right. No, she might not be all right this time. Maybe she said, I don't want it this time. Then he going to know whatever trick he been pulling ain't going to work this week.
See, this sounds like a whole thing about, you know, that control issue. Y'all women love this. Y'all got it all under control when it comes down to the sex. Like, you know, we got a theme for it because y'all hold it back a little bit. Y'all think I got that control, that mind power over us on a lot of that issue.
Of course, because that's the cookies are the most powerful tool we got. The cookies will make or break
here. This is Love Talk right here. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. This is what it's all about. 2015, we're going to bring it. We're going to come in from both perspectives, both sides. And this is how we're going to start it off this year. I'm really excited about the things we're going to talk about this year. And as always, this time of the show, we have a segment called Case of the X. Now, this case of the ex that sent to me, you can always send it. You can send, if you have a topic about your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-situation, you can send it to Facebook, you know, the Twitter. You can tweet me at RC44. You can send it to Ms. Choices 1. Just let us know any topic when it comes down to the ex. Now, this one here was sent. You know, we don't use names unless you allow us to. This one here was one of the wildest ones I've ever heard. This is from anonymous NVA. And she was talking about, this is not from an ex-boyfriend, it's a little different, this is an ex-coworker. The other day, she was saying Happy New Year to a coworker, and the ex-coworker turned back and said, I got a confession to tell you. And then he proceeds to tell her about this fantasy that he had about her and went into explicit sexual detail. And he actually went to the point where he actually sent a picture, you know, sent a flick of him to Anonymous. And this is like one of the craziest things. She was trying to figure out, okay, what do I do in this situation because of the fact that this is an ex-coworker. She was just saying Happy New Year, and he went off on a tangent and was talking about, you know, all different things that he wished that he could do when, you know, when they were working together, but now they don't work together anymore. So it's just kind of, it was kind of really wild. This is like one of the craziest things I've heard, because this is an ex-coworker going to this woman and telling her about the different sexual fantasies that he had about her. So from a female perspective, how would you approach this particular situation if this was an ex-coworker and he decides to go, you know, just go raw about his emotional feelings towards you?
Wow, let me say that.
I thought this was one of the wildest things. This dude actually sent her a sex pic through Skype, you know, saying this is what I want to show you what I want to do.
Okay, I'm in shock. But I mean, if he feels that way, okay. He's an ex coworker that beats out his sexual harassment charges. But the question is, was she ever interested in him? You know, did she ever give him signs or?
According to what she was saying, there was no vibes given. It was just that, you know, they were just coworkers. He actually was kind of like in a somewhat supervisory position, but, you know, she never sent off signs, and he never sent signs at that particular time. It just so happened that, you know, a few months later, you know, she just happened to just type in Happy New Year, and all of a sudden, you know, a whole lot of hell came out.
I see. Well, if she's not interested, and if it's, like, creepy to her, because it sounds like she may be a little creeped out by the situation, I fully understand her frustration. Like, she would be one of those, like, unwelcome attractions, I would have to say. Like, I would probably put him on my block list, because if you don't see him in your normal day-to-day, then you should be good. But, yeah, that would creep me out, too, because you went too far. You bypassed the dating stage. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that was really wild when I read that particular article. And that's the thing. Case of the X, for those who are first-time listeners to Love Talk, this is a way that you can kind of ask us about, you know, certain things about a relationship, about an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, situations where you still have certain ties or certain situations in the relationship that are still hanging on, and you want to figure out how to take care of that, how to handle that. And then we'll give our feedback on it and just let you know maybe there's a different way or different avenue on how to take care of it. Now, what my thought was on this, this was just a wild situation. Like, I definitely agree with you. You know, make sure you cut all ties. Make sure you don't come in connection with this dude. Now, this was an interesting situation because this person was actually in a supervisory position in essence. So really, if she wanted to, she probably could bring suit against this dude, because who knows, if he was in a supervisory position and he felt all these feelings and they're no longer working together, there probably could have been some tension there that might have caused some friction at the job and we don't even know about. So, you know, there's a whole lot of different elements that could come from this here, that, you know, there might be some even legal action that you could take even though you're not working there anymore. So, you know, so that's a crazy thing. But two, you know, for this dude to send pictures like that, and, you know, I mean, it was just hard for me to, you know, just to fathom that a coworker that just, you know, that's going to send pictures like that to you. It just, you know, I just don't understand how somebody can do that. I'm not a person that would even think about the whole sexting thing, but it's out there. You know what I mean? It's just out there. People send pictures and they just want, you know, want to see if they're going to get any feedback.
Yeah, because they're really going too far. Like, and if it's unwelcome, that's just, you know, it's just downright uncomfortable for someone to have to be like that. And like you said, it could have been something going on at the job. And then, you know, how much interaction did you have with him then? Or, you know, how much interaction did you invite him to a house party? Did he come in contact with some of your friends? Now you're starting to question,
every time you came in contact with that person. I don't know how serious it was, but I would be a little weary of it. And the whole, and what really makes me weary is you're sending out sexual pictures to them, and, you know, with no real true invite. Like, is that supposed to make them want to talk to you? Is that supposed to make them want to, you know, see it how you see it or something? Because I don't see them seeing it how you see it when they're, you know what I'm saying, when you're that forward. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable in a situation like that at all.
And yeah, and I'll tell you, that was crazy there. That's why, make sure when you, you know, it's hard, you know, because when you're at work, you know, you think you're just going to work, especially women, you know, people feel that sometimes women entice this, you know, by the outfits that they wear and by the conversation that they have. And it makes it really difficult for women to try to go about their daily routine and dress like they want to dress. And you got dudes that are trying to pursue and trying to press up on it with, you know, when there really isn't nothing there. And, you know, and that's got to be a complicated thing. But you know what? You know, if they send it, oh, well, delete it, cut it, and leave it behind you. You know, that's the best thing I could say. Best thing I could say to this person right here. And hopefully she doesn't get any more pictures.
Right.
Oh man, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. So let the people know, we got a few minutes left. Let the people know where they can reach you, and if you have any insight on what your next blog is going to be.
Yes, my next blog will be about, are you living life or just existing? That's the next one's going to come out. It's going to probably come out tomorrow, if not tonight. And I'll be posting that on Facebook, and you can find it on Facebook and searching It Might Be About You. I've created a page for it, and I put my blogs up there every week. And you can just leave your comments up there. You can ask questions up there, or you can also, if you want to send me something on Twitter at MissChoices1, you can do that as well. Or if you want to shout me on my regular Facebook page, Choices Brown, that's good as well. Either way, you can get in contact with me, and I would love to, you know what I'm saying, to hear your feedback or a topic that you may want to hear on the show that you may be interested in yourself. So, you know, and then you may just want to be a hater as well and say you don't like us and you don't care. We'll take that too.
And that's the truth. And we want to hear from all aspects, love it or hate it. You know, let us know what's going on. And also, if you have any music that you want to put on the show, you heard Toy Sugar's song today, and that is also available right now on iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby, so please cop that and just, you know, just kind of give some love to her. She's got a big album that's coming out this year, so definitely want to pump that up. And if you know any musicians, any artists that want to showcase their music, you know, you can send it to rs1044@yahoo.com, and that way we'll listen to it, we'll get on the air. If it's good, we'll play it. If it's not good, we might play it and clown you anyway. So, you know, it's all going to be fun anyway. So that's the show this week. Listen out to Love Talk each and every Monday at 11 o'clock. This is Mr. Rod Stevie with Miss Choices, and this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. Until next time, we'll talk.